Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
And now, back to the man who thinks Wall Street could learn a thing or two about how business is done on Main Street.
Well, if the good Lord don't like the way I conduct business, let him say something. Let him give me a sign.
Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back. 34 after the hour. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. I'm glad our good friend Bob Dylan Schneider is here. Robert L. Dylan Schneider is the name on a bunch of books, 50-plus, critical 14 years of your professional life, Power and Influence, and Moses CEO. There's another one in there, I think. I don't have in front of me that I just happen to remember because it's one of my favorites. He's the founder and the chairman of the Dylan Schneider Group and one of my good friends and one of the smartest guys I know, Bob Dylan Schneider. Welcome back to the show.
Jim, it is a thrill to be on the show, especially as you start your 21st year.
Thank you, Bob. Happy, thanks, and happy Thanksgiving.
Happy Thanksgiving. It's wonderful to be alive today and be an American.
Isn't this a great American holiday? I tell people, I've been telling people on the show so far today, that some people argue with me when I say it's a unique American holiday. It is a unique among American holidays, but it's unique in the world, I think, if for no other reason than the fact that we're so obnoxious about it. What do you think?
I sure like it. The Pilgrims knew what they were doing, so they put it together. And I guess it was Lincoln who made it a national holiday.
Yeah, I think so. Yeah, I think so. And so... but you know what? I've told the story a couple of times today about, think about how serendipitous it was that the Mayflower contingent landed in America on the only place where there lived an Indian who spoke three languages and had crossed the Atlantic six times. I mean, imagine if they'd landed 200 miles away. Would America be different today? I think it might be.
It might be, but, you know, America is a really special place. There's no place on earth like the United States. I mean, you couldn't do this in France. You couldn't do it in Italy. You couldn't do it in Russia or China or Japan. It's in the United States. Everybody has an equal break. We have a lot to be thankful for.
You know, that's exactly right. And I was telling the audience in the last hour that if you've never traveled overseas, if you've never been to places where they have freedom... And this is what I think is really important for us to think about, Bob. In the world, there are two levels of this. One is freedom, but I think freedom is from God. Freedom is a gift from God. You can go to other parts of the world where they have freedom, but they might not have liberty like you and I have. And I say liberty is a contract you and I give to each other, Bob.
It's a fantastic opportunity for all of us, and it does not exist in other parts of the world. You could do pretty much almost anything you want in the United States, within the law, of course, but you can prosper and you can develop. It doesn't matter if you're Latino or Black or Caucasian. You can do whatever you want in this country.
One of my Brain Trust members was talking about Europe, for example. She said in Europe, it's not exactly the caste system. But she said, pretty much, you grow up and live in the lane that you were born in.
That's it. And, you know, I like the wine and the cheese and all the rest. But the chance of prospering and doing something, developing your life, it doesn't happen. It's one of the reasons all the patents are in the United States.
Mm-hmm.
It's one of the reasons the innovation is in the United States.
Entrepreneurship.
It's incredible what we've got here. I mean, it's if you take a company like IBM, more patents than any other company in the world. It's extraordinary what occurs, and that doesn't happen anyplace else.
Well, and I believe that one of the reasons is because we have in America the liberty to fail.
Yeah, we do. That's right.
In other parts of the world, in Asia, in Europe, failure is a scarlet letter.
You fail in other parts of the world, the game's over.
Well, and even your children could be branded by your failure.
Forever, that's right.
I've had Europeans to tell me that.
That's true, forever. But I mean, here in the United States, you get a second chance, and if it doesn't work, you get a third chance.
Macy's.
You put your mind to work, it works.
William Macy's. I'm not William Macy's. What was his name? Macy's, whatever that guy's name was, in the 1800s. He went bankrupt like five times.
That's right. He did. And even our president, Donald Trump, has gone bankrupt a couple of times.
But we don't fear, or we have a healthy relationship with failure in America, because we redeem ourselves. We redeem each other, don't we? But isn't redemption a huge thing to be grateful for in America?
It is. We assume that we can redeem ourselves, we can come back, we can do it again, we can respect one another. It's extraordinary what happens in this country. Thank God we're here.
I think one of the great things that we have in America to be grateful for is the concept of redemption. So, and sometimes you should redeem yourself and forgive yourself. I'll take a quick break. When we come back, I'm gonna get to Bob's take on gratitude. What does he think about gratitude for himself, and what does he think about gratitude in America? 20 till. I'm Jim Blasingame. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.